Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I am here.
And that's not all.
No. Welcome, everyone. We have a very interesting show for you tonight. And one that we have to be very honest that we had a lot of trepidation about how we were going to present this information. So please bear that in mind. It didn't start out this way, but it's ended up this way. So title for tonight's show, I've done all the work, this work, and I'm still struggling down the rope, rabbit hole we go. And literally, we are going down the rabbit hole tonight. This is new information. We're still kind of piecing it all together. I know certainly I am, and Ronnie and I have, you know, put our heads together and tonight is not meant to scare anybody. Tonight is meant to empower, ultimately. We both want to tell you that, you know, that what we're doing on this planet has never been done before this way. Therefore, we, you know, occasionally can encounter something that's a little bit shocking. I want to also say that everybody listening out there tonight is part of a team. We are all part of the same team. We came here with a very specific purpose, regardless of how we perceive our contribution is. There is no one's contribution that's not important. Believe me, I don't care if you're sitting in the garden weeding. What you're doing is important. So
I just did that.
Yeah. I must be psychic.
But I always think weeding is a great metaphor for really plucking out those reactions.
Absolutely. It's perfect, Veronica. And so tonight we're going to explore the more that you want to discuss, even if you would understand. This was in the it's a fascinating session. I'm really excited for the team to come in and share their insights, Lord knows. We don't know if this is going to be a one-night show or a multiple-night show. So we're just going to have to wing it as we go. I will tell you before I go into channel tonight that there are additional beings that have come in that appear to be, I mean, it's very loving and they're still very humorous, but there is an authority that seems to be there as it is different. So if any of you perceive that there is a difference, that's why. Tonight's show dedication is to the further empowerment of us all as a team on planet Earth, helping to facilitate the shift. And very honestly, you know, we've been kind of scratching our heads. How do we, because all this has been unfolding so rapidly here and not in the way that we actually thought. Veronica had encouraged me to share my process with Mother and surgery, which for those of you who are listening for the first time tonight, you don't know. But I'll go into all of that. I actually been dealing with recurring bladder cancer, and I've been dealing with this since about 2001. It's been a challenge, but it's also been something that I've trusted would be all right. Of late, it definitely accelerated beyond what the doctor could understand or anybody could understand. And bladder cancer is contained in the bladder. It's different than other forms of cancer. It doesn't metastasize unless it breaks through the bladder wall, which in my case, of course, it never did. However, in the last several months, it's come back over and over again with a real vengeance. And so the doctor was, you know, kind of befuddled in terms of understanding why this was happening, and so was I. Especially, you know, I mean, it would be normal to, you know, for any of you listening out there to say, well, hey, you work with the team, why aren't they helping? And, you know, I think that that was a consideration. It wasn't something that I'm not inclined to say, gee, I have the team, you guys owe me, or, you know, fix this, or that's not really my mentality. figure we're all flying by the seat of our pants with this, and that's pretty much the way it is.
Including the team, do they have pants?
I don't know. I think, well, maybe, you know, I don't know. However, you know, my doctor, in his infinite wisdom, had, I think, every freaking blood test known to man done on me, and they came back perfect. Everything was, in fact, he didn't believe it till he read them in front of me and went, wow, he just assumes that I think I'm healthier than I am until he read my blood test. And he was like, whoa.
They were so bad?
No, so good. I mean, you know, this is where I thank the team, because everything I had, even the nurses were telling me, you're in perfect health. We don't understand why you're here. So, especially based on the scope of tests that he did. So, you know, it's been a real interesting journey. Now, it's about, oh, I don't know, a month or two ago. I have no idea anymore. I lose all track of time. Finally, it became clear that this last tumor in my bladder was my mother. And I have had an interesting situation with my mother. She was, in this lifetime, pretty much just not like me and wanted to destroy me any way she could. And never really understood it. But, you know, some people just are cranky. I don't know. She passed away a couple of years ago. Actually, she passed away before my first intensive. My aunt and uncle passed away before my second intensive. So it was very interesting, and I have dutifully sent her love and light and gratitude for her genetics and, you know, all kinds of things. I try to keep things really loving. Much to my chagrin, I found out I was actually feeding her energy and didn't realize it.
I have to laugh because we are pretty naive at times about what we do. So that's a pretty powerful statement right there.
Well, I think, you know, that we, all of us by nature, are trying to do the right thing and to be as loving as possible and to see beyond the illusion of relationships and the familial lineage and all this other stuff. And God knows we've all been working with this on a very accelerated way. And I know it's been a real basis of the work with the team.
Plus, there's another thing, which is so many of us believe that when somebody pops through to the other side, they suddenly are better and they're full of light and they really get it. And boy, oh boy, that's just so untrue, isn't it?
It's absolutely untrue, everyone. And, you know, some people do. There is no question about it. Some people, I think, get stuck. You know, for those that do get stuck, it's pretty interesting. So I went in. There was one tumor left that could not be done in the office, and I went into the surgery center last week. It had to be under anesthesia to have it removed. And it was very clear that this last piece was mother, and really doing a tremendous amount of work fighting basically for my freedom from this last piece, which was, I perceived, and I've felt this for many, many years, kind of a curse from her. It was interesting. None of this had been visible to anybody before. All of a sudden, it became visible that this was mom. And, you know, I've done so much work on this, as all of you have. Okay, you've done your work. And then a couple of people picked up that, one in particular, that she had pretty much picked up steam on the other side of the veil and was getting assistance, but the assistance was unidentified at that point. You know, it was kind of like, okay, right, well, you know, she's got her posse and she's, you know, trying to give me a really hard time. But I had this real sense of excitement about having this surgery because I knew it would be freedom. And that's really, and I was really claiming this on every level. I was incredibly grateful that people, you know, some people still couldn't see it. And I have people that work on me. And I was saying, look, you know, got to undo this and unhook that. And I can see now where it's all starting to come clear. I don't know why all of a sudden I was able to see, but I was. And as always, I'm very, very blessed. There's a lot of support. Veronica, you're always a support for me, and I love and bless you so much.
Mm-hmm.
There are others of you that I know, and I know so many of you were holding light and energy for me, and I thank you all. The surgery was a cakewalk. It was wonderful. The place was filled with light. The nurses were all so ecstatic because every patient in there was wonderful and happy and joyous, and I mean, I came out of it feeling fabulous. The interesting part of this is that even prior to the surgery, within a matter of days, I had major determination, and I really got angry when I realized what she was doing, and, you know, was walking, she could appreciate me walking around the house, you know, telling her to get the hell out of my field, and, you know, everyone else that's with her, and, you know, they have no right, and it was anger. It was like, this is it, you know, taking my power and saying, no, enough, I'm done. And you do not have the right to be here. This is not acceptable, et cetera, et cetera. And I had a relationship walk in within days of me doing that, which is, for those of you, again, who've been listening for a while, I've been 15 years without a relationship, so this is like a very big deal. And it came in fast and, like, overnight. This is not all about me, but it is a very important piece in terms of this lineage piece that we've been working with. You know, and many of you out there have people in your lineage that have, you know, not been, especially on the mom, grandma, you know, we've been encountering a lot of this. So what's interesting is how this began to unfold even on a much different level. And what I found is once that tumor was out, I had this sense of freedom that I had never experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
And clarity that I had never experienced before that was just extraordinary for me. It was like a freedom on so many levels. I can't even begin to tell you. Now, I didn't start doing sessions again until Monday, and what was fascinating, and I had been told that new beings were coming in. And what was interesting is that the team was going to a level that had never happened before with people, and I realized that it was also interfering with my work and with what was coming through. Now, this was a little, you know, crazy making for me in terms of, you know, thinking about how can one person interfere with, let's say, the team and what's able to come through. Were they interfering with me and that interfered with the ability for the energy to come through me?
That was your mom?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, every session we did this week was so incredibly powerful, and what was coming up once I had walked through it was for people that we've had long-term relationships with, we were able to start making major inroads in shifting the people who had crossed over and had woven into their field and their, in some cases, their whole lineage, their children and so on and so forth, and grandchildren. And this became a whole new piece of information, not that we hadn't seen it, but not to this degree, and certainly not to the degree that all of a sudden it was unweaving and people could actually feel the sense of freedom of starting to be really released from this hold that this all had. Today we did a session on someone who is a dear being. A walk-in at a group of beings, and what was fascinating is that what had happened to this particular person, or being, you know, I have to, yeah, when I say person, it's kind of funny when I say that because she's not a single person, although she may be embodied that way. She is not in energetically that way at all. But she had lost contact with her team, if you will, all right? And this particular person has done a tremendous amount of work on doing grid work on the planet. I mean, it came in with sole purpose of creating some amazing things on the planet. Was definitely kind of going physically downhill. And so the team immediately walked into the mother piece, who was on the other side of the veil, and as the work was being done, as we were unhooking this, with the mother were these beings that it was very shocking to me, because the realization was that what has been happening, and again, not to frighten anybody, is that because of what we're all here to do, we are a team on this planet, all of us. It's kind of a last-ditch effort, from what I can tell, to impede our progress. There are beings that, you know, I don't like to give names to this, you know, and that's usually not something we do. Veronica and I are never inclined to frighten people or disempower. That's never been our MO, never will be. But we both decided this information was too important not to share with everybody.
Because you can't have any tools if you don't know what's going on.
That's exactly right. And that, so it came down to, okay, we are now dealing with something that's a little more complex coming in through lineage, all right? Generally, primarily through mother, although it's possible for it to come in other ways. Mother, grandmother, whatever. With the intent to stop us in any way that they can. Now, you know, Veronica and I have kicked this one around, and, you know, do they have the right? Do they have permission? Well, the answer, of course, is no. But they've been doing things on the planet without right and permission for a very long time, so this is not anything new. You know, we talked about, you know, how do you counter this and not go into victim, which is imperative that nobody goes into victim with this. I can tell you that I've not gone into victim, and I have a tremendous amount of trust. Okay?
Yes, I think you have a remarkable level of trust.
Well, it's just because I've gotten so beat up in this lifetime and, you know, died, this, that, and the other thing, I just, you know, I figure, you know, they tried to rot me, kill me, you name it, nothing has worked.
But you have trust in your vision and your perception and in the ongoing unfoldment of it all and the love. You really trust a lot of that.
I do trust that because I love everybody so much, and I know that we're here to do this together, okay? That if I fall apart, okay, and I know this sounds very egotistical, please do not misunderstand this statement, but if I fall apart, then, you know, what we came here to do loses its intensity and commitment. And so, for whatever reason, I've had that knowing and very strong all my life. I don't know where that comes from. It's just there. But I know that we are here. So many people have felt under assault of late. And I want to bring this up because it's important. I get tons of emails. Veronica, I know you work with so many people. And so many people have been, you know, we've been dealing with all these physical manifestations. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of, you know, this hurts, that hurts, you know, it moves from here to there and everywhere and up your ass and out your eyeballs and, you know.
And long-term debilitating pains that keep coming up, like the fibromyalgia stuff, but some of it's really inexplicable these days.
It is inexplicable, and mm-hmm. It can be crazy-making and very frightening. wondering, do I really have something terribly wrong with me? You know, am I dying? You know, do I need to go to the doctor? You know, are they just not finding it? You know, I get, especially for those that are really out there, people, you know, my face is, you know, drooping on one side, you know, my bladder hurts, my ovaries spinning, my, you know, intestines, and, you know, how much of this is just energetic based on what's coming into the planet, and how much of it is coming in another way, you know, becomes a question in my mind.
You mean being thwarted by the lineage coming through?
Yes. Now, and I'm going to play around with this Gwyneth thing just for a few more minutes. Very famous healer that Veronica and I both know has been dealing with mother stuff and how much the mother had dropped into this person's field. And all through his life, and he's been, you know, unweaving. She crossed over, continued to unweave. It's been a long, ongoing process. And I never paid any attention to that in terms of it applying to me. So it never even crossed my mind. Certainly it never crossed my mind about my own mother, other than I had this sensing of this curse, which I always thought was kind of funny, because I'm not one that believes in that kind of stuff. But, you know. So, and I truly want everybody to know, I can laugh about all this stuff because I feel really good about where I am right now. And I know if I can walk through it, everybody else can too. And I mean, that's the message I want to share with everyone tonight. Please know that. Okay? The key here is to be in your power with all of this. All right? There is nothing out there that can stop us. And it's very important that everyone knows that. All right? I'm excited to see, you know, the stuff that happened this week was just absolutely mind-boggling to me. I mean, every session was just like, wow. You know, it just was like, okay. You know, this is like just major.
So what does it take to be in your power, Jackie? Is it just intention, love, trust?
You know, and I really want to talk about this for a minute, Veronica. You know, Lazarus for a very long time talked about the fact that practice was over. We know it's over. And about being spiritually tough. And I remember years ago Lazarus talking about this. I was in an intensive about being spiritually tough and how important intention and attention are. Intention and attention. And really, what I want to say to everybody is we must be spiritually tough. We have been the bearers of great light and love and this and that and the other thing, but don't kid yourselves. When it comes to this peace and where we are today is, you know, we really need to kick ass and take names here. I'm sorry. I really don't know how to get this message over any other way. All right.
I mean, that love is a tough thing right now. It's tough love.
It is tough love. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Love my mom. Get the freak out of my energy field. You're not. Absolutely not allowed. Okay? Get out. All right? Now, is that enough? Not necessarily, but it at least sets the boundary where I'm aware and I'm conscious, and that's what we're trying to share with all of you tonight. Now, is this happening to everybody? I would say no. Can it happen? Possibly, yes.
Well, I told you a while back, my mother kept coming and giving me a hard time as well, and I always felt my head was really pushed really hard. And I stomped my foot, you know, and I was trying to do what you were doing, which was send the love and the ongoing love and peace and forgiveness and all that. And I finally said, you're not allowed here. I will no longer let you in, and I don't. It's very interesting. I can't explain it, but when you're talking, I'm going, there's some way that that's the same, but I'm not quite sure.
Yes, I would say yes, you're correct, it is. Now, Veronica, I'd like you to talk about a session we did with a family member.
Oh, my.
Just to give people kind of an idea. Do you feel comfortable doing that?
Yeah, I probably won't mention names.
Well, don't wait for you don't.
Dumb, dum, dum.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was really interesting because I don't remember all of the details, but what I do remember is that the pressure was tremendous in my body. It was, we were doing a power retrieval, and the pressure was tremendous, and there was a lot around the neck and the chest, and I was dizzy, and it got thicker and thicker for quite a while. It was a big, long power retrieval. Anyway, the long and the short of it was you called the next day, and you had been suffering from it ever since that.
Well, what was interesting is that during the session, when this person was called in, I actually felt as though I had a rope around my neck. Now, I have never experienced this before or since, but actually experienced having a rope around my neck, and the constriction in my throat was so strong, I actually could physically feel this rope around my neck. I'm not one to get into that kind of stuff, so that was a phenomenon to me, and I think we were brushing on some of this stuff even then.
Mm-hmm.
And not really aware of it, okay, and it, you know, at its most expanded level. And, you know, so many people, and Veronica, you and I were talking about this earlier, and you mentioned that so many healers have gotten cancer and, you know,
have,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And there is an explanation for that. You know, in many cases, it's taking on other people's stuff. Also, many healers, you know, have unresolved anger and rage and things that they never dealt with. And, you know, believe me, I explored every bit of this with my freaking bladder, you know, because it just screams anger. And, you know, how much of it was children, how much of it was men, how much of it was, you know, sessions, how much of it was this, that, and the other thing until it came down to mother. And so, you know, many of you have inexplicable experiences that, you know, if you have somebody on the other side of the veil that, you know, who did not cross over from a very high level and high perspective, but we've done many sessions with people whose relatives have crossed over from a very high level and came back in these beautiful beings and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you knew that they were, you know, doing their thing in the cosmos, very high level. But there are some, and even who have not yet crossed over, and this is something I want to talk about briefly here. This healer that we were talking about that, you know, had all this stuff dumped in from mom, this was ongoing while the mother was alive. It would happen during the dream time, and they'd wake up feeling like crap and couldn't figure out why. I have another client that every time I work on this client, there is absolutely no question that they have been around their mother because she hooks in and I'm constantly taking all the hooks, all the crap out of the second chakra, out of the heart chakra, and now it's moved into the third chakra. And she is still in physical incarnation. She's not yet crossed over. And has this thing of wanting to destroy him in the lifetime. And because of the culture, he can never deny her access to him, etc., which I find very, very interesting. But, so this is a matter of getting very, very conscious, being absolutely spiritually tough. All right? Prior to going to bed at night, setting your boundary, however that looks for any of you, okay? You know, the Pyramid of Mirrors, still, you know, I still love this one. You know, I use it before every session. I activate, you know, I start it in the morning and I activate it before every session. I now will, you know, activate it before I go to bed at night, you know. Although I don't feel any longer any form of that seemed to be the lineage that was coming through was that lineage, and it's gone. But, so it's not just coming arbitrarily, and I want everybody to be clear with this. They're not going to pop in, you know, out of thin air. That's not the way it's coming in. It can't come in that way for all of you. They're not going to show up in your bedroom and, you know, abduct you or any kind of crazy bullshit like that. That's not going to happen.
But if it's happening, it's already going on for people, isn't it? I mean, it's,
yes,
just,
it
it's
is.
Just breaking down the code or decoding it so you
yes,
know what it
in
is.
In some form, it is happening. And for many of you who have had these recurring, you know, again, the crazy thought, and I have to bring this one up because this is a very interesting piece. Oftentimes, the crazy thoughts that come in, this kind of internal dialogue that goes on, okay, where you just, it's crazy-making, all right? It's absolutely crazy-making of feeling like you're having an internal battle. An internal battle, and that would be the best way I could describe it. Does that make sense, Veronica?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, am I enough? Am I not enough? You know, am I crazy? Have I lost my mind? You know, I want to be okay, but I don't. And this constant internal dialogue that just seems to be never ending that is crazy making. It doesn't mean you're crazy. It means it can make you crazy. And that I see as something coming in from outside through lineage. All right? Even it can be up here, but it definitely can be there. And I'm only aware of it now. I mean, it's not like this has been, you know, Veronica and I sitting around debating this for months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we started out, I didn't even want to do this show about mother.
Mm.
I really put it off and then decided it wouldn't be appropriate to do it until after I had the surgery. Now I know why.
But I also think that this is a time in which this tension is escalating. This awareness has to be, it's imperative right now, because I think we're moving toward a shift where we can empower ourselves beyond that kind of conscription.
Exactly. And,
but I think we're in the narrows, as Lazarus calls it, right?
I would say with this particular challenge, I would say that we probably are. Can we work through it? Can we clear it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's nothing that can't be cleared. I want to make that clear to everyone.
Can we clear it with humor, Jackie?
I think humor helps, but I think we need to, like I said, take out and take names here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is not something that we're going to tiptoe and dance through. This one is, I think, very serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want anybody else to go through what I've gone through out there in terms of, you know, the physical challenges. Absolutely do not. But I know that this is our time right now to shift and change this. I mean, if, you know, if we've got to go toe-to-toe, let's go toe-to-toe. Part of the problem is that we have a planet where this has never happened before. This form of ascension, it's just never happened before. You know, did we cover all the bases? Did we know everything that was going to happen? No. Okay? We absolutely didn't. You know, is this a loophole that, you know, that was found that, you know, if we can't, you know, to me, I see it as last-ditch effort, something that's losing ground, losing control. And so what do? You try to stop those that are trying to help empower others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. They're slipping off the ledge, maybe.
Yeah, and I want to make this clear to everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a healer or a Reiki master or a this or a that out there. It's got nothing to do with that. If you're anchoring and you're listening to this show, you're anchoring a ton of light on this planet. You are part of this team that came in for this process. To help through this ascension process, okay? And does that make you, you know, are you one that it could be? You'll know if you're having any of these really major issues, you know it. If you're listening tonight, you know it, all right? You know if you're having major challenges. I'm excited because I see that we can shift it now. Okay, and that we can get in there and make major changes where we haven't been able to, one, identify it. I don't think anybody could even have imagined that this was there. What I understand from the team is that it must be a It can only happen with the human's intention to change it. In other words, the team couldn't come in and say, hey, look, guys, you're getting this and this and this. This is what's going on. This is part of one of the challenges that we had to overcome to recognize and identify on our own. Does this fit into what the team's been working with in terms of, I'm going to add this in, to identify, transmute, and change all beliefs, programs, drives, and they've added contracts, which I thought was very interesting. And so this stuff may be running in the subconscious and unconscious. We have no conscious awareness of it. And I think the only way that we can is to talk about it. Again, this is not about anybody being afraid to go to sleep tonight. Nothing's going to happen to you. But it is about being very clear of walking around saying, no, you do not have permission just as you did. Mm-hmm. Okay? And if you need help, get a hold of us. We'll get you through some processes to get this shifted.
Well, maybe we should talk to the team.
Okay, let's do it. Rhonda, I know you have questions for us. So.
Watching two eagles mate over here.
Oh, good.
It's a good sign.
All right. Well, congratulations, everyone. All right. You've hit upon something that was hidden. We congratulate you for being able to identify it. But we knew you would. It was just a matter of time. Now, this is not meant to to disempower, to send you screaming out into the street, oh, help me, help me. No, no, no. Does it exist yet? Will you be successful at overcoming it? The answer is yes. But it will require you to sharpen your tools, all of it. To step up in a way that may be different than what you're used to doing. What we know that you're up for, there's no question that you are. None whatsoever. Veronica, we know you have questions, and in this particular subject, it's important that you ask questions rather than us volunteering information.
Well, one of the things I wanted to ask, it seems pretty, can we help each other? This is what I would really like us to learn.
Yes, you can help each other, but we want to make this very clear. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Each of you has your blind spots within. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Each one of you will be dealing with your own individual fear and victimization. Now, this is going to be a big one because these two energies, all right, are very strong in this particular scenario. It requires fearlessness, tenacity, authority to do this, and the absolute clarity walking into it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this isn't something that you're going to dance with. This is something that you must come in as the spiritual warrior that you came here to be. With great strength, absolute commitment, and powerful authority. If you can hold that resonance, absolutely, then you could be of assistance. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Mm-hmm. My decision.
Now, next question.
Is it normal for all beings in the universe, I mean, all conscious beings, having to step out of a meshing of some sort? Does that make sense?
Well, that's too broad a question.
Okay, so my understanding is that I, for example, have a kind of a number of influences coming from off the third dimension. Could be coming through my mother. And does everyone have that in the universe? Does everyone have those kinds of
connections? No, not in the universe. No.
Okay.
Let's stay with Earth.
All right.
This is what's important right now. Let's stay here. Ask your questions around what's going on here.
Okay.
If you can.
And is it true that we're in the narrows, that we're really, that pressure is on us more right now than it has been so that we can have the authority to move
right
out of
it? We're going to rephrase that.
Okay.
We would like to see you look at this as opportunity as well as challenge. The challenge, you have a choice to make. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you become a victim? Do you acquiesce to something that you perceive as more or stronger than yourself? The opportunity. Do you step into your power? Claim who you are. And pull together. Unite. United from the kind of thing. Look at this as what it is. An opportunity to be victorious in a way that you don't yet understand, but that will be talked about. We would say, now we use the term forever, but we say that with tongue in cheek. What an opportunity. To know that nothing can stop you. You have resources now. We are here to help you.
But you can only help us if we ask. You can't intervene, right?
You cannot intervene. You may not intervene. Please understand that. Not because we don't love you. Now, we will volunteer this. Once again, as a sub-collective, all right, we'll describe it as that, sub-collective, all right, we're talking to those that are listening here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We said, no, we can do this. We'll figure it out. We'll find it. We'll recognize it. As a general collective, the general collective has said, we will walk through this ascension, come what may. All right?
Mm-hmm.
There is anonymity there. All right? As the channel star, it was actually capable of diverting. We have to be very careful in the way we choose our words here. Some of the energies that were capable of coming through for people. So we would describe this as the energy coming through the channel and hitting like a piece of metal and kind of diverting off. So almost a jagged trajectory rather than smooth and direct. Do you understand?
I do, yes.
All right. Not that there was not help. There was. But it did not come through in full force and effect. There are, have been, others join in the work. They're joining. Again, we'll be very careful with what we're saying. Was intended because phrase this so as not to mislead anyone. Knowing that this would occur and that the channel would identify the issue within herself, which would allow more to come through. In addition to that, there were those that said, look, this is ridiculous. Alright, there needs to be more available. Alright. How do we help? So we roll up our sleeves, figuratively.
Do you have sleeves?
Say it again.
Do you have sleeves?
There may be some. Yes, actually, some do. Not everyone runs around the cosmos naked, right? By your perspective.
Just right. Vibrating. Mm-hmm.
Now, you are, each and every one of you, powerful beyond your imagination. So what does this do? This makes you really pull everything in, doesn't it?
Yes.
And rethink who you are. And you have choice you can make. You can choose to be a victim. Or you can choose to be a hero for yourself. You can choose to say, no, this is not right. This will not happen. Now, does that mean you can do it without help? Not necessarily. But you can start. We're not going to disempower you, any of you. You can start. Get angry. Say enough.
And they can call
us. Stand in your power. Stand in your personal authority. Oh, we're sorry. What did you start to say?
I was just saying, as far as identifying what, you know, where the influence or the interference might be, could be tricky for some people. So I was just thinking they can actually call it up and ask to be shown, can't they?
Well, they can. Yeah. But again, the interference can come in and mislead as well.
Yeah.
We have to tell you that.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to growl a little.
Good, growl. Get angry. Get tough. You have all encountered extraordinary circumstances on other planets as you came in to help those as well. You have a greater history than any of you recall. Now, granted, this planet different, and that you came in with amnesia. Many of you opening more and more and more to more and more information, which is wonderful. Greater connection, wonderful. Many of you out doing your work, in spite of the discomfort that you're experiencing as a result of some of this, doing phenomenal work and then suffering terribly.
That's perplexing.
It is perplexing. But this has been ongoing for a while. This is not something that just popped in.
Mm-hmm.
You may perceive it as such. Now, we could say to you, well, there may even be some of you who, in your infinitely creative way, decided, all right, well, we'll create another challenge here when we come in. Maybe this could happen or that. And thought it was really quite creative when you designed it, believing that you would be strong enough to overcome it. Now, it's very difficult for you to believe that you would participate in anything like that. But we would say it's not possible. Don't throw anything away. Nothing is beyond the realm of possibility. Nothing. Now, we know that's difficult for some of you to digest, but you're only beginning to open up to information. Remember how much of your brain you're actually using. And literally, as it comes in, having to integrate each new piece so as not to go into complete overwhelm. So that you become non-functional. Now, ultimately, as you deal with this, you will feel even more empowered in every aspect of your life, on every level, in every dimension. We want you to see the gift as well as the challenge, the opportunity as well as the challenge.
And we need to draw to a close in a couple of minutes, a minute and a half.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, Veronica. To talk about your show?
Oh, my shows are next Tuesday, 4 o'clock West Coast time, Radiance by Design. It's a call-in show, and I really have a wonderful time talking to a lot of you, and we have different subjects. And I don't know who my paradigm shifter is. I'm looking for the next level, but we always talk to somebody who's really trying to make a difference. It's a collective at 5 o'clock on BBS Radio, so tune in.
Yeah. Tonight, we ask that only those of you who are willing, please understand, we are not telling any of you to do anything, who are willing, we will come in and work with you. Again, subconscious and unconscious, identify, transmute, change, subconscious and unconscious beliefs, drive, program, contracts, opening up more and more. This is a gentle process. We're not going to hit you over the head with this. A gentle process to open to more information, more access to information, so that you can become more empowered. You may also ask us to work with you, to help you become more committed, out of fear, out of victim. That aspect is imperative in people. You are far more than you know. And you have the support of numbers beyond your imagination, cheering you on. You're not going to fail, people. We believe in you. We absolutely believe in you. Know that we love you. We will be with all of you that ask during your dream time tonight. Meeting. All of you meeting together. How do we move forward? How do we reach down inside to find our courage and our commitment, not out of fear, but out of a knowing of who we truly are? Remember that you've done this so many times. so many places and in so many ways. Many are counting on you. Remember that. You won't fail. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love, dear one. Unconditional love. Claim your spiritual tenacity. Remember who you are. Even if you don't believe it, claim it anyway. When you claim it, you become far more empowered than any of you realize. We are here for you on every level. Until we speak with you again in this format. We say that because we speak with you and many others. Until we speak with you again in this format. Veronica, Lewis,